Hey, folks. Well, our four great questions group actually now numbers over 380 folks that are directly on this list. And even though I've communicated with each of you individually, I thought I'd take this quick moment just to welcome each of you publicly. Certainly happy to have you along with us. Well, gang, we are in the new year, and I am amped and ready to roll. So let's start talking about some stuff, okay? First of all, as we begin to look at our four great questions, I'm going to throw a little curve at you, and I'm actually also going to talk about a fifth, which could be added to the group, and that question would be, what am I? So quickly in review, looking now at the five great questions, the first three, which are, of course, who am I, and now what am I, and where did I come from, those three deal with origins. Number four, why am I here, deals with purpose. And number five, where am I going, of course, deals with destinies. They could also be called the who, what, whence, why, and where questions or keys to life as well. Starting out, I figured that I needed to begin with origins, as that would be the foundation to later figuring out purpose and then destinies. Therefore, I began my journey focusing on the first three questions, and so will we in these discussions. But first, let me reemphasize one other point, why this is important. And that is because it ultimately deals with our happiness. And if you stop and think about it, folks, every single thing you and I do each and every day ultimately is in the pursuit of some aspect of our happiness. I touched on this in the email letter that I've sent to each of you. As seeking or perhaps finding true lasting happiness is one of the primary factors that actually motivated me to take the time and effort to embark on this little odyssey here. All of us want to be truly lastingly happy. I certainly do, and I'm sure each of you do as well. I know I found, as you probably have, that it was difficult to be truly at peace when I didn't really have any certainty to the answers of these questions, these great questions of life. Also, part of orienting myself to this was really looking into and taking stock of some of the facts and realities of my life and this existence on a far a more far-reaching scale, okay, which each of us will do. Here are just a few of the things initially here that I thought about. I live in an amazing body that I didn't make and don't even begin to understand fully. Also, beyond basic maintenance, I certainly can't keep it running, as it is amazingly pretty much running itself, okay? And we are going to definitely discuss that in much more detail later because that's an amazing phenomenon. I personally didn't choose my basic physical characteristics, things like gender, body type, height, and eye and hair and skin color, okay? Let me think about this one, gang. Even if I got everything in life I thought I wanted, things like abundant food, perhaps too much, clothing, shelter. So let me just repeat that real quick. Even if I got everything in life that I thought I wanted, things like abundant food, clothing, shelter, transportation, and toys, love, family and friends, and fame and fortune perhaps, how long truly would they last? 80, 100 years at most? And what then? Also, exactly what, think about this, what kind of condition would I be in those last 20 or 30 or so years? What would my quality of life be like? How much control truly did I have over that quality of life? One thing was for certain, I would never be 20 again, okay? And unless you're one of the youngsters listening to this, none of us are going to be, and even you guys that are young, once you're beyond 20, you're not going back. None of us are going back. None of us are winding the clock back, okay? The other thing, folks, quite frankly, that nagged me was the reality of my imminent mortality. I could potentially die at any moment. I mean, I do not have any guarantee that I would see next year, next month, or even tomorrow. In fact, one of the things I often ask myself is why do we all, everyone, with no exceptions, have to grow old, wear out, and die anyway? I mean, really, what's up with that, okay? And how could I, how can I possibly find lasting happiness when I know that I'm going to die, okay? These are some great questions, okay, all components of those five great questions. And folks, to be honest with you, there are some totally cool answers that we're going to talk about. So stay tuned, stay with me. I feel a profound sense of responsibility, as I've said, to share some of what I've learned here. So if you'll take the time and effort to keep up with me and these messages, and listen to them and really think about them, I can promise you it will have a profound impact on your life, okay? Certainly not because of yours truly, the messenger. You'll have to bear with me, okay? But rather because of the significance of the message, all right? Remember, I'm not doing this because I'm bored, but rather because I honestly, truly care about each of you and your lasting happiness and well-being, okay? So have a great day. We're on a roll. I'm going to be getting these out to you ideally weekly now, and we're going to have a lot of fun and talk about a lot of stuff, okay? Have a great day. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye now.